Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster, and I'm here today with Jessica Wolf. Jessica is the co-founder and CEO of Skye, S-K-Y-E, which is a platform for accelerating personal goals with one-to-one coaching. Jessica, welcome to the Daily Bolster.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So you live in the world of coaches, and part of Bolster lives in the world of coaches as well. So my question for you today is, for all the CEOs or CXOs out there who are contemplating getting a coach, what are the top three questions that someone should ask a prospective coach when they're interviewing them?
Sure. I'd say the first is, what is your coaching philosophy and approach? So understanding their approach is critical to determine if their style aligns with your needs and preferences. So some coaches might focus on motivation and accountability. Others might emphasize deep introspection. So asking about the methodologies, tools, techniques they use to see if it resonates with you and what you're looking for. I'd say two, what's your experience and expertise in my specific area of interest, concern? And I think there's one camp that believes a coach does not necessarily need to have functional industry or experience expertise to be a good coach.
Right.
Could be the case. I prefer to work with a coach who has been in my shoes and can have that perspective, so they can straddle that line between holistic coaching and strategic advisory where appropriate. So understanding their past credentials, their past outcomes, how they've supported individuals in certain or similar challenges would be important to ask. And then I think lastly,
do you care about experience with the function, experience with the sector, both? Do you care about one more than the other?
So at Skye, we care about both. And we really want the coach to be able to, and I think that, you know, coaching is typically not sharing advice. It's helping the individual uncover, you know, their own answers. But when you head in towards that more advisory or consulting work, of course, you can give pointed advice or strategic support. And so Skye offers both. And most of our coaches, because they are tenured operators, have that experience to share. And
right.
So we match based on industry and function.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is number three?
I'd say number three is, how do you structure coaching sessions and measure progress? So, you know, some people prefer almost like a deep talk therapy. I don't want to call it therapy, but approach to coaching. And others prefer a really structured outcome-driven approach with homework and goals per session. So you first need to reflect and understand what you're looking for and see if the coach's approach aligns with what you need. And so, you know, I think that's really up to you just to dive deep on whether it's a systematic approach and then how they measure that progress over time.
And how does that differ from the first question? Like, sort of, what's your philosophy?
So actually, most coaching schools have their own unique philosophy around coaching. Some are like a whole person model. So it takes a more holistic approach and starts first with you before you get into anything, you know, work related. Others are very structured based and are a 6-month model and are, you know, goals oriented. So I think a lot of coaches carry a philosophy from where they went to coaching school. And so that kind of informs their work. And then I'd say that is very much related to question three. So, you know, whatever their philosophy is, probably is mixed into their structure and how they like to measure progress. But a coach will take their training and then imbue it with some of their own experiences and come up with their own approach.
Right. Okay. Those are all great tips. I find when picking a coach, there's also this intangible of like, do the two of you click?
Yes.
I think you only get that by having lots of conversations, not by looking for very specific things, but maybe you get to that through these questions as well. But I think all three questions are spot on.
Totally. We kind of think of it like speed dating. So when you come to Skye, we match you with three coaches and you have the opportunity to assess for that chemistry fit.
Right.
You know, we say you have to want to look forward to working with your coach. Otherwise it's gonna be really hard to hear what they have to say. That chemistry and personality alignment is critical.
All right, Jessica Wolf from Sky, thanks for being here.
Thanks.